Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Norman Johnson, CEO, President, and Chair of CLARCOR, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange, ticker symbol CLC. And CLARCOR is a global provider of filtration products and services. Thanks for joining me today, Norman.
Well, thank you for having me.
Great. The company recently declared a regular quarterly dividend. Can you start off by telling us a little bit about that?
Well, we're fortunate that we've paid a dividend every year since the company has gone public, and I think increased it every year. This was our quarterly dividend that was 9 cents a share. And I guess from a positive standpoint, even in today's economy, that we're very fortunate to be generating positive cash flow, and we'll have free cash flow after we've paid this dividend as well as capital expenditures and funded our growth programs.
Okay, great. And can you also give us some of the highlights of your regarding your earnings call a couple weeks back?
Well, unfortunately, like many other companies, that we did have a decline in earnings for the quarter. We've had, fortunately, 16 years until now of consecutive earnings increases. And as we said on our conference call last week, that will probably come to an end this year, that we're fortunate that 80% of our business is recurring revenue, the razor blade piece of the business, which is typically a more recession resistant, but it's not immune. And our sales did decrease as demand for our products, whether it be over-the-road trucks or construction equipment, the filters that were a filtration company that are used on those vehicles went down, and some of our customers depleted inventory. We expect still have a decline for the remainder of the year, that we expect the first quarter will be our worst relative to 2008 that we'll experience this year.
Thanks. And talk to us a little bit about the three segments of the business and some of the products and applications.
Well, as I said, that we're a filtration company, and we believe more filters for more applications than anybody in the world. And our three segments, the first is engine mobile, and we sell very few filters that are used on cars. Our primary markets, what we call heavy duty, are used on over-the-road trucks, construction machinery, diesel locomotives, and it's the maintenance filters, whether it be oil filters, lube filters, hydraulic filters, fuel filters that are used on engines. Our second segment is industrial environmental filtration products. And to keep things real simple, it's virtually any filter that doesn't go on an engine, but anything where one of the world's, if not the world's largest supplier of filters to the natural gas industry, HVAC filters for buildings and home, that you might think of your furnace filter, for example. Well, certainly bigger industrial applications represent the majority of our sales on the HVAC side of this business. Aerospace, wastewater, just about anywhere that a filter can be used. And our third segment, it's the smallest, and actually it's where the company was founded 104 years ago. It's we're in the packaging business. We make consumer packaging, some of the metal products that you might see, metal containers and cans and products like that. And actually, that business is having a very good year in 2009.
Sounds good. And can you talk a little bit more about some of the trends in the market and how well-positioned CLARCOR is to capitalize?
Well, as I said, one of the real strengths of our company is that we're in the recurring revenue piece of the business. Somebody might not buy a new vehicle, a new truck, a new construction machine or whatever, but they are going to maintain the products that they have, and that's the market that we sell. Of course, that's much bigger than the first fit market. That unfortunately, just the market has gone down. We were quite for fourth quarter of last year. Our fiscal year ends in November. We had a double digit sales increase in the fourth quarter ending in November, and 3 months later we had a double digit sales decline. So we are impacted by the economy. We've taken aggressive cost reduction actions, froze salaries all the way from myself down through the organization, done all the things that you would expect, reduced travel and all that. But we have not reduced our efforts on selling, customer service, and new product development. As I indicated in my opening comment, that we're very fortunate to have a strong balance sheet. We have virtually no debt in the company. We are generating positive cash flow even in this environment, so we have the cash flow to weather even a worse downturn, or hopefully position ourselves when the economy improves to even be a stronger player in the filtration industry.
Yeah, so what are some of the other things that differentiate CloudCore from the other players in the sector?
Well, we think one of the things that differentiates is the breadth of our product line, that we have more filters for more applications than anybody else. Our customer service, that on our engine side of the business, but virtually 99% of the filters that are ordered today are shipped tomorrow. Strong customer service. We have a worldwide presence that we manufacture in this country, Asia, Europe, South Africa, Mexico, even Morocco. So again, the quality of the products, the distribution, and being able to meet virtually any customer's filtration needs.
And in terms of how the company works within the industry, are alliances and partnerships an important part of the model?
Well, if you look at alliances and partnerships, sure, alliances and partnerships with our customers and suppliers, and I don't know if I would use the word alliance or partnership, but certainly strong relationships are, as far as alliances and partnerships with other companies who do the same thing, no.
Thanks, and perhaps you can walk us through a little bit about through the background and experience of your management team, including yourself.
Well, we have a seasoned management. We're a very decentralized company. That we have over 5,000 people in the corporate staff, 5,000 people in the company, excuse me, and only 50 people on the corporate staff. So we have what we call operating companies that are decentralized business units that have their own president, their own VP of sales, marketing, engineering, and whatever to run the company. And our CFO, for example, has been in the job for 12 or 13 years. I've been with the company 19, and we just have similar experienced people as well as new and up-and-comers throughout the company.
Great. And what objectives has the management team set aside with the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, I guess our first one is to get through the recession, is to manage it through it the best that we can, and to definitely come out stronger going out of the recession than we did coming out. As far as I said, we are still continuing to develop new products. We're not cutting back on our sales activities. We've had an objective to increase our international sales, which is still there. We'd love to make some acquisitions if the price is right. But basically making sure that we're taking care of every customer's needs that we have now and hopefully gaining new customers.
Hello?
Yes,
Norman?
Hello?
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, no, cut out for a second. And before we conclude, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider CloudCore as a long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think it goes, first of all, to the industry we serve, that the world needs cleaner air and cleaner liquids, that traditionally the filter industry has grown a couple points more than GDP, and I think it's only going to be that rate is only going to increase, again, as the world, whether it be pollution from coal plants or cleaner water or cleaner fuel going into a vehicle or just the air we breathe, that there's going to be a base demand for our product. That our company is in the aftermarket, that we have strong distribution, we have strong products, so we're continuing to develop new products, that we have serve worldwide markets, that we just got done making three acquisitions in China, So it's a combination. It's good to pick a company serving a market that's growing, and then hopefully an investor would recognize that we're one of the leading filtration companies and have a pretty bright future. I think it's evidence that certainly this downturn is tougher than anything I've seen. But at the same time, if you look at our track record, that until now we've had 16 years of record growth in a row. And if we wouldn't have had as bad of a recession as we're in right now, that would have continued further. And I think once we get out of it, as I've alluded to earlier, that we're going to be stronger than ever.
And we certainly look forward to that, as well as to continuing to track your company's progress.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Norm.
You're welcome. Thank you.